Blog Talk Radio.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, this is definitely the place for you. I'm Betty Jo Tucker, your host, and today our guest is Mark Busler, my favorite documentary filmmaker. He's the man behind such terrific documentaries as The Johnstown Flood, Expo, Magic of the White City, Horses of Gettysburg, and World War I, An American Legacy. But Mark isn't here to talk about these films because today marks the release of Classic Game Room, his DVD about the rise and fall of the Internet's greatest video game review show. So now I have another reason to admire Mark, his talent as a tongue-in-cheek host for this fun look at video games is quite impressive. And his partner, David Crusson, also comes across as very amusing on the DVD. You know, in the early days of online video, this must have been back in 1999-2000, Mark and David produced a little show called, you guessed it, Classic Game Room, which soon became popular not only because it was the only visual review show of its kind, but also because of the humorous evaluations presented by these two guys. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters.
Thank you very much.
I'm so happy to have you on the show, but why don't you start out by telling us why you decided to revisit Classic Game Room?
Well, I'm not even sure myself, really. I guess I had done so many serious historical films in the past 7 years since I'd been involved with Internet television programs and since I was originally involved in the Game Room back in 1999-2000 that I just felt like taking, I was in between projects, I felt like taking a break from the serious historical films, and I had recently watched all these episodes that we have on tape, and there was some internet, there's always been email, we've always been getting emails ever since we canceled the show, people asking.
Really?
I know, in between emails, people asking Civil War questions or questions about the World's Fair of 1893. There's people asking, when's the Game Room going to come back and when are you going to throw beer bottles at people again?
So you really did have quite a following and quite a fan base.
Well, you know, I'm sure we'd like to think it's bigger than it was, but there was some out there. I mean, this was in the early days of online video. Not many people could even watch the show, and certainly nobody was able to see it at the actual quality level at which we produced it, which you actually do get to see that on the DVD now.
Well, what was the most challenging thing you faced in making the DVD? You had, of course, all of the clips from your online video game review show, but putting them all together, doing some editing, what was the most challenging thing in getting the DVD ready?
This was an entirely editing-based production for the most part. I mean, we had shot the bulk of the footage back when we originally did the shows. And I went back and cleaned up a lot. I went back to master tapes and cleaned up a lot of the, did a lot of color correction, cleaned up the audio where it needed cleaned up. And I'd say the biggest challenge was cutting it down to a length that would be, I'd say, commercially successful. Back when we were doing them on the Internet, we had no editorial constraints, so we would just go on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, there was the core joke of the show, and then we'd review it, and then we'd talk about what we did that weekend. And it just went on for a while. And I had to take these, I figure out what I thought the best episodes would be to include on the DVD.
Well, you two guys, I'm so glad that you left most of the banter in between you and David. I mean, you guys just look like you were having such fun.
Well, we were. I tried to cut it down to where I thought it would be enjoyable for the majority of the viewers who had not seen the show originally,
like
but
me.
Also be enjoyable for people who had originally been fans of the show.
Kind of going for all of us, really.
Well, it's a love it or hate it kind of film, I think. I've noticed that the video gamers and people who grew up with the old games like the Atari and the Nintendo and the Sega, they love it. I've been very surprised to see the kind of positive reaction we've been getting from gamers and from a lot of just DVD reviews as well. It's been very well received. I think that there's a definite tongue-in-cheek mockumentary feel to it. I haven't seen anybody else mix Japanese industrial films with disco with video games yet, and that's the first thing that hits you in the film. So
that's true. I haven't done that, and I just loved it. I'm one of the people who hadn't seen your internet show, but I just love this, and still chuckle every time I think about it. Do you have a favorite video game review that's included?
I like the ones where we went all out and really just went for broke, and we both have and had very obnoxious senses of humor.
I noticed that.
we just have a unique outlook on these things, and
it really surprised me because I know you from your serious documentaries that are just great. So to see you in a new role was quite a treat for me. But
I'm actually much more reserved than I probably appear on the screen. I'm not really that crazy. But I always liked the one where we reviewed the movie-themed Alien for the Atari 2600.
Oh my gosh!
Which ended up being a parody of the real world, where the two of us are consumed by fame and drugs, and letting our egos run wild, and how much we really hated each other behind the scenes, and
you did go all out. Well, what about the one with the all those incredible special effects, the car crashes.
Oh yes, a review of Sega GT where we had a car chase with Matchbox cars that then caught on fire and exploded. That was fun to shoot. I can't get away with those kind of special effects in the big historical films.
Well, no, you can't. But you
could do the Battle of Gettysburg with toy soldiers and some kerosene and matches.
No. Well, talking about, of course, I know we're talking about Classic Game Room, but it isn't like your historical documentaries, except that you did manage to get a lot of really interesting imagery and excellent musical background, and those are things that you do also in your historical documentaries. And I'm a great admirer of that. I mean, your work doesn't have just those talking heads, you know, two people, even though it was you and David talking, but none of your work has just the talking heads, people just talking about the subject that you're covering, and I just thought that was just great, and you did that here in the Classic Game Room. Those two, were they astronauts coming out of the sea as you opened the DVD to that music that was just so stirring? I think that's one of your trademarks. Where do you get your inspiration for the excellent music and the imagery you always include in your films?
Oh, well, for this one, it's the complete opposite of what I normally I would try to find music or have music written that matches the scene and conveys the emotion of the scene. In World War I American Legacy, a lot of original music was written just to convey the power and drama of what the American soldiers went through in World War I.
But you found the kooky songs that you used in the beginning, too.
But for this one, I go the complete opposite, and I use whatever music is completely opposite of whatever should be shown on screen, which is why there's classic films shown with disco and rap and whatnot.
I like that.
I have an enormous, we actually had a whole internet television station back in the day, and Dave and I spent most of our time directing and editing all the other shows, actually, like 50-some shows we used to do back in the day. But we have this huge library of CDs with all this just cheesy background music, and it's just so much fun to pick it, and I just basically go through each CD until I find the song that just strikes me as as working. And actually, that's not so different from how I do it for the bigger films either.
Right. Well, I hope you keep doing that in all of your projects, because I think that's really a trademark that you have. How are you promoting this DVD? I'm just so happy to know that you're talking to us on the same day that it's being released. What's involved in the promotion?
Well, we don't have any Super Bowl ads for this one.
You don't?
No.
Oh, heck.
That wasn't in my $100 budget.
Oh, yeah, $100 budget.
No, our budget was pretty tight on producing the documentary, obviously. In fact, it was an experimental film, because our distribution company hadn't put out a video game related DVD yet. In fact, I don't think there's many video game related DVDs out there at all. So
no, I think yours is the only one. You're unique.
I mean, this was a very, very tight budget. Actually, the expenses, I don't think there were more than just a couple $100 of expenses, and that was just in shooting the interview. The scenes where the sun's going down and the swing sets and all of that really nice footage, that was actually, I stole my crew from my Sirius Westinghouse documentary. While we were filming Westinghouse, we'd finished our shooting for the day about 4 o'clock in January, and just happened to be filming in Schenley Park in Pittsburgh at the George Westinghouse Monument. And after we finished up there, we drove up the hill 1 minute away and filmed the scene with the swing sets and whatnot, with the Vericam and the Steadicam and all that. And it's actually filmed in HD, but that all actually ended up being wrapped into my... I sort of snuck that into a different budget.
Oh, I see. You were kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice segue into what I was wondering about. What project are you working on now? And you mentioned a Westinghouse project.
Yeah, I've been working on Westinghouse since about December of 2006. And in fact, one of the reasons I wanted to do the classic game room was to break my editing style that I had set from my previous several films, like Expo, Magic of the White City, and Horses of Gettysburg, because I thought I had just kind of gotten into a pattern, and also we were changing equipment. So between having a new editing system and just, I wanted to change up my style and get into something. It's sort of hard to put into words, I guess, but it's definitely a different style of how I edited. And I'm not that Westinghouse, which is about George Westinghouse, it's obviously not a comedy, it's a serious historical film, but I took a lot of the same, I took a similar editing approach to it that I did with Game Room.
When will Westinghouse be out?
Westinghouse will be released on April 8th of 2008.
Of 2008.
And in fact, I'm sitting in front of the editing system right now, looking at some footage of robots from the 1939 World's Fair and all this great. We have a tremendous collection of material from the George Westinghouse Museum and from private collections.
I can hardly wait to see that one.
Going
into
this film,
I cannot believe how fast the time goes by in these 15-minute shows, but. Believe it or not, we've only got about 1 minute left, and I want to make sure that listeners know where they can find your films, where they can get them. Do you want to give them that information?
Well, Classic Game Room is available at most online retailers, and actually a number of classic and retro video game websites are carrying it. And in fact, we've actually got Westinghouse, which is going to be, I think Westinghouse is going to be my best film to date, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I'm getting excited
about that one.
Well, I'm also writing it, too. Classic Game Room was my return to writing, and then that sort of loosened me up for writing the much more serious Westinghouse film. Just getting
so
used
most
to it.
Online sites that sell DVDs, you can find all of your DVDs.
You can, yes.
Great. I'm encouraging listeners to do that, because I don't think they'll be disappointed. When I think of Mark Musler, I say, Ken Burns, eat your heart out. I am just so happy that you came on the show. It's been such a pleasure talking to you today, Mark, and I hope you'll come back again.
Well, thank you
Maybe
very much.
Maybe when Westinghouse is out, we can talk more about it.
Oh, there's lots to talk about that one.
Great. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to the wonderful people at Blog Talk Radio for their support and connection with this show, especially Will Griffith and Nikki Starr from Will and Nikki in the Morning. Thanks again to Mark and to everyone who turned in today or is listening to the archive segment. Please come back next week to hear all about Balls of Fire, an outrageous comedy starring Christopher Walken. Bye for now, Blog Talk Radio.